Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake with some special in-studio guests this morning. The ladies are in the building. Cynthia Armstrong, Sherry Meadows, and Michaela Wharton. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here to talk about the Jefferson County Senior Saints Hall of Fame nominations. And they're open, so get them in. Check out the Jefferson County Senior Saints Hall of Fame page on Facebook. We'll give you more information on that. Also, you can check out our community calendar. The nomination form and details are on there as well. But I guess let's just a good place to start would be the history for those that maybe don't know. Sherry, do you want to kind of walk us through the history of the Senior Saints Hall of Fame, how to get started, what all it entails, and where we are today with it?
I will. Back in 1997, there was a group of individuals in the community that wanted to recognize people that have done a lot of things behind the scenes. On that committee was Mike Alexander, Dave Keen, Bill Armstrong. They got together and all five got together and decided that we would like to do something honorable for the senior saints that live within our community. It started with a recognition of Carl Lincoln Schweinsworth, who had done a lot during the years for our community, and we had a dinner, we recognized him, and gave him this honor as the senior saint. And then he passed away about 6 months later. And so we were so happy that we were able to shine a light in his corner for all of his work and dedication that he has done for our county and community. The Senior Saints is something that a lot of people feel intimidated that they don't deserve it, but there's so many people that are walking in our community that do a lot behind the scenes and really don't expect any recognition. And some of them are very reluctant in the beginning, but then the night of the dinner, you can see the joy and happiness in them receiving their Senior Saint Award.
Because they don't do it for, you know, the awards.
No, they are not doing it because they want recognition. Mm-hmm. They're just behind the scenes. And then when their friends nominate them and we go out of county for our judging, so that way there's no bias, and they judge those applications. Then they are sent back to our committee, and then we score them on a point system. And the 12 highest is who we pick. We try to, sometimes we have a tie, and so we have to work around that, but all in all, it's the Senior Saints is a great committee for the recognition that we can give our seniors that we pass by each and every day.
Yeah, and you know, Cynthia, you kind of have a direct connection to it, don't you, from your time and your husband and everything?
Yes.
Can you talk about that and kind of the importance also of this?
I was involved on the sidelines because he was involved in it. And so I was always at the banquets, and he was the treasurer. So sometimes when he was busy, I would help him with deposits and things. And so then after he passed a few years ago, I said, well, I would just like to take over and be on the Senior Saints board, and I would be the treasurer, even though my husband would have said she's really not the money person. But so it's been, I was quite surprised to be nominated myself a few years ago, even though I was barely old enough. But I've been trying to think myself of some people that I'd like to get people to nominate because I know how much they do for our community. So
yeah,
it's a lot of people that I have talked to that have gone to the banquet have said, well, I didn't realize it would be this nice. Mm. And how much these people have done. I was really impressed. So
yeah,
it's been a great thing. And it to last this long, it's very, very good for our community.
Yeah, it's a great one. And, you know, Michaela, I get we've teased the banquet and how great it is a couple of times. I guess we ought to get into the details of that, plus, you know, qualifications, getting nominated, all that good stuff, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a nomination form, as you mentioned, Jake, and it's on your WMIX website on the community calendar or on Facebook under Jefferson Co. Senior Saints Hall of Fame. It's got a lot of very, I hope, very clear directions on there if anybody's confused after this, because there are quite a few criteria and different things to meet on there, but mainly the four main criteria are covering civic activities, love of country and community, exemplified the ability to embrace change, and response to adversity. So those are kind of wide-ranging generic topics, but it allows for the nominators of the particular nominees to kind of go into detail about particular things in those people's lives that involve around community service or maybe service to the country in the form of military service. Or, you know, a lot of people have had to face things, sickness or losing family members or things like that. So these kind of broad generic topics will allow nominators to really cover what is particular to that person that they feel they want to nominate and they feel is deserving of this honor. So they just put that all together. They get at least three letters of nomination or letters of support to go in with this application packet. And they send that in. They can always get more letters if they like, but they have to have at least three. And as Sherry mentioned, the judges are from out of county. And we try to get different judges each year and just kind of mix it up a little bit. But they will judge that based on these criteria that they've met and the letters. So the letters are so important. We can't stress that enough. As much detail as they can put in there, as much as they know about the nominee's service or civic life, community service, it's very, very helpful to have as many details in there as possible.
Absolutely. Go check that out, WMIX94.com on the community calendar or the Jefferson County Senior Saints Hall of Fame Facebook page for all the details and nomination form. Ladies, can you guys think of anything else that we didn't mention or I didn't mention that we'd want to get out there to the folks? I know Dave just walked in. I don't know if you got anything you want to add on the importance of the Hall of Fame or anything that maybe we didn't talk about.
I'll shout out before Dave. I want him to be able to say something, but just on the sake of fundraising, you know, this is a nonprofit organization that has stood the test of time, but we couldn't do it without community support. So we're very thankful this year and the last several years, formerly Crossroads Community Hospital, but now Deaconess Crossroads is continuing to be our main sponsor of this. But we have a lot of local businesses and individuals that step up, and even civic groups, both the Rotaries and Mount Vernon give large gifts to this. So without the community support, we could not make this organization possible. And the wonderful banquet that we're talking about, that's all allowable because people see the uniqueness of this program, how special it is, and they choose to continue to monetarily support it. So we really appreciate anybody that steps up and feels the need to support our program.
Absolutely. Dave, you got anything to add here on the end for the folks? Maybe something we didn't mention that you can think of?
And you may have mentioned this, but people say it's been going on since 1997, and individuals will sit there and say there's probably about 325 that have been nominated and successfully chosen as Senior Saints. But probably the biggest thing is there's about 40,000 residents in Jefferson County. I would assume about one quarter of those, about 10,000, are Senior Saints 65 and above. So there's still about 9,700 Senior Saints within Jefferson County that have done a bunch. So there's lots of people out there. Call us and we can help you out. And we just hope to get a huge amount of nominations this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So go find that form, jeffersonco.seniorsaintshalloffame. That is the username for the Facebook page. Of course, we'll have the flyer on our community calendar as well for your nominations for 2025 in the Senior Saints in Jefferson County. There's just a few different, you know, few different criteria, and you need some letters of recommendation, but all of it needs to be in by 4 p.m. Saturday, August 2nd. So make sure that you get those details. I know the phone number on the flyer, 618-838-5888. That is you, Michaela, correct?
That is correct.
And I know Dave would also, if you have any questions, is more than willing to answer those. What's your phone number?
618-316-9502.
So go check that out on our community calendar or on the Jefferson County Senior Saints Hall of Fame Facebook page. Dave, Cynthia, Sherry, Mikella, appreciate all four of you coming in and joining us here this morning to highlight the Senior Saints. Thank you so much.
Thank you.